Mr. and Mrs. Average. What's the typical family like in your country?
Hello, and welcome to About Britain, the radio show that's all about Britain. In today's show, we go to Weston-super-Mare to find out why nothing ever happens there. And then up north to Cumbria to visit a factory that is celebrating a century of making Kendall mint cake. But first, I'm joined in the studio by Brian Smith, who is going to tell us about some interesting new research. Good afternoon, Brian.
Good afternoon, Ruth.
So, what's this research all about, Brian?
Well, Ruth, the insurance company Aviva has been studying its files to discover what a typical British couple are like in the 2010s, to find Mr. and Mrs. Average, so to speak.
I see. And what have they found?
Well, the most interesting thing is that Britain doesn't seem to have changed much since the 1970s.
Hold on, Brian. What about the global technology revolution? Surely that's made life today very different.
Well, yes, Ruth, and no.
So tell us a bit about what they've discovered.
Well, the typical British couple are called Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
That's your name, isn't it, Brian? You're Brian Smith.
Yes, Ruth. Other common names include Jones and Williams.
OK, what else?
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Smith have two cars, one of which is a Ford Fiesta.
You drive a Ford Fiesta, don't you, Brian?
Yes, Ruth. So does my wife. We've got two.
How funny.
Yes, Ruth. And they live in a three-bedroom house.
Just like you again, Brian. You live in a three-bedroom house, don't you?
That's right, Ruth, I do. Anyway, many British people give their homes names. The most popular is The Cottage, followed by Rose Cottage and The Bungalow.
Your house is called The Cottage, isn't it, Brian?
Yes, it is. It was already called that when we bought it.
Really?
And anyway, the typical British couple go to Spain for their holidays.
You went to Benidorm last year, didn't you, Brian?
Yes, Ruth. And the second most popular holiday destination is Florida. I haven't been to Florida yet, Ruth.
Yes, you have. I remember you took your children to Disney World a year ago. You showed me the photos.
Oh, yes, I forgot.
So what else? This is very interesting.
There's nothing else very interesting, Ruth.
Wasn't there something about possessions, Brian?
Oh, yeah. The typical Briton owns £28,000 of possessions. That's clothes, electronic gadgets, furniture. The most common gadgets are a Toshiba TV, a Samsung laptop computer and a Sony PlayStation.
That's amazing. You bought your kids a PlayStation for Christmas, didn't you? And you've got a Samsung laptop. What sort of TV have you got, Brian?
I don't remember.
It's a Toshiba, isn't it?
Oh, it might be. Something like that, perhaps.
No, I remember. It is a Toshiba. You showed it to me when I came round to dinner last week. So, you really are Mr. Average, Brian.
No, I'm not.
You're Mr. 1970s, Brian. You told me you've started buying albums on vinyl again. You played me Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon just recently.
One thing that has changed since the 1970s, however, is smoking. These days, the average Briton doesn't smoke.
You don't smoke, do you, Brian? You gave up years ago.
No, I don't smoke, Ruth.